It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we want to give a big shout out and a big welcome to our brand new show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market is just outside Rathoath in County Meath. It was established over 30 years ago and has been a Sunday go-to for people near and far ever since. And it's a great market, isn't it, Jeremy?
It's absolutely brilliant. I've been there many, many times. And can I just say what my kids love about the market, and I do what I love about the market. There's a stall in the market in Fairy House that sells Lego minifigures. So, mm-hmm. as you know, my kids are mad into, and you can get all the Simpsons minifigures, you can get the Star Wars minifigures. And we were down there 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Sunday 2 weeks ago with my kids, and they literally spent 45 minutes. They were wrecking your woman's head behind the stall. I'll have that one and I'll have that one. So they love the Lego minifigure stand.
And that's the point. There's something for everybody in Fairy House. They've clothing, they've shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear. You name it, you can get it at Fairy House. In fact, you could do a week shopping in Fairy House.
Well, we bought
Sunday market.
We bought as well too. So we came back. It's like going to IKEA. You can't come back empty handed. So 2 weeks ago, we went down. We came back with about 60 Lego minifigures, yeah, and about 150 toilet rolls.
Well, there you go.
I don't know what we're going to do with 150 toilet rolls.
But you have them now.
My wife is the type of person, when she sees stuff cheap, she goes, we need them all, buy them all. And I said, we'll be here next week.
Well, as I said, Fairy House, it's a day out for the whole family, basically. Yeah. Excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food and tea and coffee, and it is open every single Sunday, bar maybe five in the whole year when there's racing on. But generally, Fairy House Sunday Market is open every single Sunday. Now, I recently visited the market and talked to a lot of traders at their stalls, and Tony is working every week in Fairy House Sunday Market by accident.
I do the fine food bar. Came here 2 years ago just to bring lads out here. I didn't actually even want to work here, just bringing them out because I had a van. And then I just got hooked on it. Keeps you off the drink on a Saturday night. You're up at five in the morning. But now there's cold days. The winters are going to be cold. But once you get into it, there is a bit of crack out here.
All right. Fairy House Sunday Market. Every single Sunday at Fairy House Racetrack. And it is well worth a visit. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Gareth got in contact with us, and Gareth has something that he wants us to discuss, which we're going to do right now. I was out on Saturday night in town at a birthday party. We were in, and he actually gives us the name of the bar, but I'm not going to name the bar because it's kind of irrelevant, and I don't want it to reflect on the clientele of the bar, because the story that we're about to tell is just a couple of gobshites. It's not necessarily reflective of the staff or the clientele in this particular bar. No. I like this bar, actually.
And before we even tell you his story, I just want to warn people not to, because friends of his are trying to name the bar on social media. It's mm-hmm. not going to work. We have the name blocked out. If you post the name of the bar, it won't appear on our social media. So please don't. Also, we've been contacted by the bar. They are investigating what has happened, and they have specifically said, now I can't read out the email because it says private and confidential, but the email that's been forwarded on to us says, please do not mention our bar. I get that.
I don't see a need to mention the bar, because I think it would reflect badly on on the bar and the clientele of the bar.
But hang on. When you hear the story, guys, there's a line in Garrett's story that you'll go, maybe the bar are at fault. Maybe.
Okay, but let me have a listen. He says, I was out with my partner, and he's never been into this particular bar either, because we tend to stick to the gay bars in the city. Anyway, as the night went on, we did what most couples do. We started kissing. We didn't think anything of it, as we do it all the time. A group next to us, all men, surprise, surprise, started shouting verbal abuse at the two of us, saying, stop that dirt, and one of them called us queers. It got really uncomfortable, and I said to one of the security, and they said there's nothing they can do about it. It wasn't until I told them I'd be contacting you and putting it all over social media that they went to the group of homophobes and told them to stop. Even after that, we still felt uncomfortable, so we left. You should call this bar out because it's not gay friendly. This is why we need pride marches and so on. To those who say that we don't. And that's from a guy called Gareth. Now, so there they were. They were in a particular bar. As I said, we know the name of the bar. We've been in touch with the bar. The bar have asked us not to identify them.
Sorry, they were in touch with us before we were in touch with them.
No, that's correct, yeah?
Yeah.
But the point of the matter is this isn't a gay bar, okay? It's just a regular late-night bar.
Every bar is a gay bar. I don't subscribe to the term gay bar. I don't think there should be gay bars.
Why?
Because having something that's called a gay bar makes it seem that gay people are different to the rest of us.
If they were in a gay bar, you wouldn't get pricks like this shouting abuse at
them. Well, it wasn't a straight bar.
No, it was a bar.
There's no such thing as this.
It was a bar. But my point is, if they'd been in a gay bar, they wouldn't have got shite like this shouted at them.
Oh, no. And I mean, I spend quite a bit of time in gay bars because I have a lot of friends who are gay. And they feel more comfortable in the gay bar because a night out in the front lounge, which is a great gay bar, every second person is literally kissing each other. There's men kissing each other, and it's perfectly normal and acceptable because that's what happens in gay bars. It should be allowed to happen in so-called straight bars as well. If it was two women kissing, those lads would have been they would have been getting their jollies looking at the two women kissing. So they're absolute hypocrites. So this thing that two men should be able to kiss wherever they want.
And I think it does raise the whole issue of public displays of affection anyhow, whether it be a gay couple or a straight couple.
No, I don't like public displays of affection from anybody. I hate seeing anybody kissing, but the fact that they were verbally abused for doing this, and I do think, and I can say this because we're not mentioning the bar at the moment, I do think the bar are at fault. They did not make that area gay friendly. They did not make their bar gay friendly. Look at how they dealt with the complaint. When they dealt with that complaint, let me get the exact line. They started shouting verbal abuses, blah, 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 blah. I got really uncomfortable. And I said to one of the security guards the security guard said there's nothing they can do. Those people, those homophobes should have been thrown out straight away.
Now, the security couldn't probably act on it straight away because they didn't witness it themselves. It's very difficult to throw somebody out of a pub for something that you didn't see or you didn't witness. So they didn't actually, the security didn't witness it themselves. So what really could they do? Not much.
Well, they could have gone over to the, by the way, the only reason the bar acted upon this is because they were told that
They were going to go to social media and store it, basically.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to be part of that. We're not going to add to that until we have confirmation of what happened. I believe Gareth has been on this show before. I've never had any reason to doubt what he's saying. I believe the story. And I think the bar didn't act appropriately. They only acted when they were warned that they were going to be exposed.
Glenn!
Hello, boys and girls. I want to try and keep this short and sweet. One, homophobia is deeply, deeply in touch with religion. Take it as someone who was religious and is now an atheist. It was quite homophobic. Secondly, because I want to keep you short and I don't want to take up too much of your time, a lot of these men are probably on a down low. They are feeling they can't kiss men in public or hold hands or be out. Because I guarantee you, most homophobic men are on a down low on Grindr, going to adult cinemas, sneaking off to the George when the wife or girlfriend's away, or on Craigslist, or any kind of site that can communicate for sex or any type of sexual intercourse or any type of hookup situation, I can guarantee you straight men are on it, looking for download sex off with their men, with their wives away, or they're not getting anything off the wife. So that's it. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of homophobic callers on, but I'm pretty sure 90% of them are on the down low, hooking up with the gay and proud young boy from next door. You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's really easy, you'll see. La, 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 Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Matt, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Matt?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matt. getting homophobic abuse taunted at you when you're having a kiss with your boyfriend in a Dublin city bar. It seems so prehistoric that people would be hurting abuse in this day and age.
It does, yeah. But I don't really think it's surprising, especially with like things like social media and all the shit that you can see online. It's becoming more common, I think, than it was when I was younger even. I'm 35.
What's becoming more common?
I think homophobia is becoming more common. Homophobia and transphobia is becoming really, really common. And I put it down to, a lot of it down to social media.
That's interesting. I would have thought in 2025 that homophobia was a lot less common because we've all become, I mean,
Nation,
we voted in favour of gay marriage. Like, what, can you not kiss your boyfriend when you're getting married?
No, I agree with Matt. There's a whole push on social media from the far right in Ireland who are pushing this disgusting narrative that gay people are trying to groom kids, that gay people are groomers. They call the LGBT flag the grooming flag and the paedophile flag. And I assume that's what you're talking about, Matt, these twisted individuals that liken homosexuality to paedophilia. It's absolutely disgusting. And I've seen some videos of far-right agitators losing their minds because there's LGBT flags flying in schools and they say they're promoting the gay agenda. There's no gay agenda, by the way. There's no gay agenda. Gay people just want to be able to kiss each other like I kiss my wife. No, I wouldn't kiss my wife in the pub because that's not my scene. But they just want to be... There's absolutely nothing wrong with two men kissing in a so-called straight bar.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You have people like, you know, the famous dog kicker who will go to libraries and try and pull out books that have any reference to, you know, people being gay or films that come out and there's gay characters. And it turns into this massive thing of like, why did they have to have a gay person? Why did they have to have this book when it's just a case of representing everyone? And when I was talking about social media, what I mean is you've got people like Andrew Tate and fucking arseholes like him, and a lot of young men are watching his videos, watching his show, because they feel quite, I think, lost. They don't feel like they have an outlet to kind of share their feelings. And when they watch videos like that, they end up getting kind of brainwashed into homophobia and into a lot of anti-immigrant stuff where they see gay men, not gay women, because they can turn women into an object, but gay men especially, as being like this weird thing and being, you know, the other thing that they have to be against because they're not real men, you know what I mean? And I think that because of that kind of thing online now, it's becoming way more popular. See, we mentioned the gay marriage referendum. Like, I was living back in Ireland around the time that that happened. I'm living abroad at the minute. But I remember I was working in a bank and we were talking about the referendum coming up. And there was a couple of lads in there who were going, why the fuck do them queers want to get married? Mm. Like, what the fuck? It's weird. They shouldn't be doing that. Thankfully, most people in the discussion told them to shut the fuck up. But more said it then than I think would have said it when I was a teenager. Because when I was a teenager, I feel like it was kind of just accepted that being gay was just a thing and just don't be an arsehole to people. You know what I mean? Just don't be a prick. But I feel like that's going away now because people are more online and they're able to be anonymous and they're able to say whatever they want to say, and it's bleeding into real life.
Which is very sad if that's true.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like, I'm a teacher, right? And I know, obviously, I'm not living in Ireland, but I think it's a universal thing. I'm a teacher, and you know the times that I've had to pull lads up about homophobia and just, you know, just calling people gay because they might get a bit upset or because, for whatever reason, I even laugh when they hear the word gay. And don't even bring up trans issues because, you know,
that's another ball game.
So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so. I have to say, I'm not gay, so I don't experience any homophobia. I thought homophobia was almost a thing of the past. I genuinely did.
I thought so too. Again, though, I think it's becoming more, I don't want to say popular. That's not the right word. But like, even Jess, you know, Jess is one of your regular callers.
Yes, in fact, I've a voice note to pay from her in a second.
Yeah, because even she was talking in the comments about how, you know, she won't even show a public display of affection to her girlfriend just in case she gets sick off people. When I was a teenager, and like, I'm talking like the mid-2000s, like, that was just a thing that happened. You know what I mean? And I like to think that, especially around my group of friends, that anyone giving somebody stick for kissing their girlfriend or kissing their boyfriend would have been told to shut the fuck up and fuck off. But it feels like it's becoming a more common thing now, sadly.
Yeah, sadly is right. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Jess, we mentioned just a moment ago, sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
I'm sorry Gareth and his fella had to go through that, but this is why I do not show PDA in any shape or form. To be fair, I know it sounds cruel, I know it sounds mean, it kills me as much as it kills her, but I will not be painting a target on myself for verbal or physical abuse, because there are people out there who don't like it. We may be in 2025, but there are people out there who just will not accept it, and I do not want to bring that shit onto myself or to Kira. Like, sadly, Gareth, next time, just be more conscious and just don't put a target on your back. That's all I can say to you.
That's very sad, Jess, to hear you, and you've been a regular on this program for quite a long time. It's very sad to hear you saying that you would not kiss your girlfriend in a public place because you might get backlash. It is sad to hear that, Matt, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And like, I don't have to worry about that. I'm straight, right? But I don't have to worry about kissing my girlfriend, partner, whatever, in public. Now, I personally wouldn't do it because I don't like public displays of affection. Kind of freaks me out a little bit. But like, to know that I can just walk down the road holding someone's hand or giving someone a kiss and no one will say anything to me. But then if you just turn that partner into a man, it suddenly becomes this weird thing that people feel they can just say whatever they want. And it's becoming, like I said, it's becoming more popular and more common. You know what I mean? And it is really, really weird to see it happening.
All right, Matt, thanks very much indeed. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Well, Lola, what's your reaction to this
Lola's
this couple?
Reaction, I feel very sorry for Jeff, personally. I think it's devastating that she feels in that situation. I think we are in a society now that we have to accept that anyone can have whatever type of relationship they want to have. There should be no reason that that should be happening. Poor Jess should be okay. It's a reflection on the people who are judging. And it's their reflection on themselves. They're haters. You know, that's what they are.
Heard Jess saying that, look, don't put a target on your back.
What I'm saying, that she's putting a target on her back because people are putting a target on her back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. So they're the haters. She's the lord.
Do you think Jess is giving in to them by not showing any public sign of affection?
I think they're bullies. So I think Jess has every entitlement to be who she wants to be in life. And these people are just, you know, you're always going to get bullies and that's it. So you're just going to have to just walk away from them and that's it. So I just feel sorry that she feels that she has to hide something that is herself, but there is bullies out there. So I do get it. It depends what type of like sensitivity a person has in them.
Say that message there from Jess. What would your message be to her? Don't give in to the bullies and kiss your girlfriend whenever you feel like it.
Don't give in to the bullies. Yeah, and do whatever you feel like. And, you know, just be careful if you're sensitive and you feel that it's going to affect you. But you shouldn't in this day and age. Like, we've all got, like, the LGBT, like, the Pride Festival, all that kind of stuff. We celebrate everybody. So Jess should never feel in that way. Absolutely not. Like, for anyone in this day and age, anyone should be able to do what they want to do without being bullied. And it's only the bullies. It's a reflection of themselves. It's not Jess.
Okay, so Jess, kiss your girlfriend next weekend, no matter where you are, and don't let it get to you.
Damn right.
Fair play. Let me bring in Hannah.
Hi guys, it's Hannah here. I am an openly gay woman. I'm married. I have a wonderful, wonderful wife. But like Jess said, I will not walk down the road and hold my wife's hand. We won't kiss in public, not even a peck on the lips, peck on the cheek, peck on the forehead, whatever it might be. The abuse and harassment that we get is horrendous. You know, like, we've been shouted at walking down the road. I've had a hot coffee fucked right at me. You know, I've had people spit at us, everything. And, you know, the name calling, the abuse is absolutely outrageous. And what I find bizarre in this whole thing is that we're in 2025 and this behavior is still normal to some people. You know, I just don't understand. But like, if myself and my wife were sitting in that pub, or Jess and her girlfriend were sitting in that pub, you know, having a drink, whatever it might be, and any of us started to kiss, there would be no issue. The lads that will be cheering us on, asking could they join in. It's such a double standard. If you don't like, you know, looking at two people kissing, straight, gay, whatever they might be, don't look. Just look the other way. You know, imagine if me as a gay woman started to abuse a straight couple for kissing in front of me. There would be absolute murder.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what's your reaction to that story?
Well, you just, that's the first time I've heard the full message, but I was going to say, this is why we need gay, you know, why I feel we still need the, you know, Pride Month, you know, because there is still an awful lot of hate out there towards people, LGBTQ.
And interestingly, what Matt was saying a while ago is that that hate seems to be getting worse rather than better.
I think, yeah, because people, you know, a couple of, like, many years ago, and for a long time, gay acts, I don't know what best way to describe it, gay people, you know, they were hidden away. They weren't in your face. Now they're coming out. They're, you know, more people are less afraid to admit that they're gay. There's more gay nightclubs. And as Jeremy knows, gay nightclubs are a fantastic night out. And they're safe, probably safer than most of the quote unquote straight bars.
Yeah, no, I've been in the George many times, and it's a great spot. I've had great nights there.
But I think people are just resenting them, resenting people, you know, not being what they deem to be normal. Same as the whole trans thing, as we mentioned earlier on, people, you know, calling kid fiddlers and, you know, the pedo flags and whatever. Which obviously is absurd.
Mm, absolutely, it is, completely. So, to Gareth, what would your advice be to Gareth going forward? Not to kiss anybody, not to kiss his boyfriend in a bar?
No, because that's letting them win. Just, you know, if he wants to show affection to his partner or husband, whatever, by all means, just carry on with it. If they want to throw hay at him, that's more of a them problem. You know, I'm not saying, like, you know, people might actually bring in the new proposed hate crime laws that were meant to be coming in, or hate speech laws, sorry. Now, I wouldn't deem it to be hate speech per se. You know, it's probably borderline. But I think if people just need to cop on and move into the modern world, whether you like it or not.
And that, I mean, that is basically it. And I, like I said, I was shocked to talk to Matt to hear him say that homophobia is getting worse rather than better. That really surprised me. When you heard Hannah's message a couple of minutes ago, the abuse that she gets as a gay woman with her partner is just unbelievable. I genuinely thought that this sort of thing was really a thing of the past.
And I think people who wouldn't give abuse are probably, you know, responsible as well to a degree for not, you know, like, you know, in an ideal world, a lot of people would have turned on those lads for saying that, you know, and they would have been home equally as ostracized as what they were trying to make this couple feel. But people generally will, you know, not my business, not getting involved, which is just fair enough to a degree, I suppose.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me go to Francis. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I have nothing against gay people whatsoever. You know, most of my friends are gay, and I'm an old person, you know, and I accept it. But I wouldn't like to have someone sitting beside me, gay or lesbian, kissing.
Why?
I feel very uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. If I see a husband and wife beside me kissing, and you see them in nightclubs nearly, you know, bonking each other, but I wouldn't like that either.
Okay, so you just don't like public displays of affection.
You know the person is gay, and you accept them for that, and you have them in your house, you have them around you, and as I say, there's a lot of them with my son's friends and everything, you know, and I love them all, and I think gay people are very lovable, men especially, but I just couldn't look at them kissing, to be honest with you.
You just couldn't look at them kissing?
That's fair, you know, I wouldn't mind entertaining them, you know, but not kissing. Maybe I haven't got there yet, I don't know.
Well, Robbie, not that she's going to hurl abuse at anybody, but she just doesn't feel comfortable around somebody kissing, a gay couple kissing her.
Yeah, first of all, I could hear that when she started speaking, I could hear the bus coming a mile away. No, nobody's holding her head and saying, look at that, look at the gays, look at the gays. You know, just if it makes you feel uncomfortable, look away. You know, say, No one wants people staring at you, full stop. You know, if you see it, it shouldn't bother you.
It does, and it always did, even when I was young, you know, and the gay people weren't out as much as they're out now. It's something in your mind that seeing two men or seeing two girls kissing is wrong to register, and I actually feel sick when I see them kissing. Yes, I'm not homophobic.
But hang on, sorry, you feel sick when you see them kissing?
Yeah, I'm being honest.
And would you feel as sick if the couple kissing were a husband and wife?
No.
No. And you're not.
No, I wouldn't like them to be sitting in my company, husband and wife kissing. You know, you go for a meal, you go for a dance, and that's it. If you're kissing up on the dance floor, do what you want, not beside me, you know?
So, but again, if they were a husband and wife, you wouldn't like it, but it wouldn't make you feel sick.
No, but seeing two gay people kissing would. It's just something, as I said, I have nothing against gay people, not one thing.
Well, you do have something against gay people. You don't like to see them kissing.
I don't have it against them. I don't like it. You know, I think that should be kept for the room, for home. You know, we don't have to grant us kissing. And I say there's an awful lot of people like me, Adrian. You know, I mean, you know, it's hard for us, a lot of people, to get their head around gay people.
What would you say to a message that just came into us and it says, you know what, Francis, it's people like you that with that attitude that make me sick?
Well, I'm sorry that it's made him sick, but I can't help the way I feel. I mean, if you go out with your boyfriend or your girlfriend for a night out and a drink and that, you know, especially in a pub where there's a mixture, you know what I mean? If it's in a gay bar, fine, that's fine. And I, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind it in a gay bar if I was there. I've been in the George and I've seen them kiss, and for some reason it doesn't bother me there. But in, you know, our own pubs, that everyone, you know, you see two sitting over in the corner, two fellas sitting over in the corner kissing and groping each other, I do feel sick at that.
But not as much as if they were a gay couple.
No.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please.
Is that an age thing? Before, I'm not defending Frances, but before people start having a go at her, is it not just an age thing, that it's an older generation thing? Although, from what I can gather from Garrett's story, the people that were in that, geez, I was about to mention the bar there, the people that were in that bar were all quite young, weren't they? They were all
enough bar.
Late 20s.
Yeah.
So a message just came. Are we taking a break now in a second? I just want to show you a message that just came in that I don't want to read out on air. Now, I'm in two minds, ladies and gentlemen, about reading this message on air. There's parts of it I definitely couldn't read, but it came in on our Facebook private message. Some of you may have seen this gobshite posting underneath our live feed for this podcast. And we got a private message, and everybody that sends us a message gets an invite saying, do you want to come on the show? This person is not answering their phone, typically. But the message is absolutely... Just take a break. You have a read of the message, Adrian, and see what part of it we'll read out. But there's an interesting twist to this story as well that I want to run by you in a second. Don't go away.
Okay, let me bring in Damien on this.
Hi, guys. Damien here. First, I don't have any time for shows of personal affection in public. Second, Adrian is completely correct. Security can't act on something which they haven't actually seen. Third, the bar's under no obligation to make it gay friendly. And fourth, I think it is both unfair and wrong for the guy to try and disparage the pub publicly.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy to see. La la la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
I just want to take issue with what Damien said before the break there. Damien, he has every right to, on his own social media, we're not going to name the bar because I happen to like the bar, but he has every right to disparage the name of the bar if it's not a gay-friendly pub. Would you not agree? If gay people are going to be treated that way in the pub and it's not going to be taken seriously by management, then he probably does have every right, does he not?
He may have, yeah, he may have.
Sorry, the message that I was mentioning, and I'm just going to read out, I've shown it to Adrian during the break. I don't even know why we want this person on the show, to be honest, because this person is warped in the mind. I want you to have Francis on hold. I want you to have a listen to this as well, Francis. And this came in about 10 minutes ago. It's absolutely disgusting. And I want to trigger warn you before it that some of you may find this offensive. And the only reason I'm reading it out is to highlight the kind of sickos that are out there. And it starts off, you two pedo enablers make me sick pushing their agenda. By the way, two is T-W-O. Can't even, he spells T-O-O. How much are they paying you to recruit for them?
Oh, well, stop.
Next, you'll be flying the sick rainbow flag over your studio. Now, this is the bit that really got to me. And if I have to be honest to this person, if you were standing in front of me now, I don't know what I would do. You two should be kept away from kids, you sickos. We are rising up and you lot should be afraid because you are traitors.
Really?
Now,
I wish you hadn't read that out. I don't see any value in reading that out.
The value in reading it out is to highlight the absolute sick...
It's to give oxygen to a fool like that by reading it out.
Well, sorry, our Amanda, and Amanda, I appreciate that. He didn't answer. She was going to put him on so that we could rip him apart. You probably wouldn't have even wanted to talk to this person. These people exist, Adrian. They absolutely exist. And the thing about this is... Well, sorry... Go to Jess first, because I want to tell you there's a little sideline to this fella's note that's going to all make sense in a moment. So I'm not going to read out the message again, okay? And the only reason I was reading it out is it'll all make sense in a second, was to highlight what kind of sicko this is.
Let me go to Jess. And Jess, we played your voice note earlier on where you basically said, look, just don't get a target on your back. Don't show any public displays of affection the way you don't with your girlfriend.
Look, it's hard, but like, I don't want to be putting a target on my back. I don't want to end up in a hospital bed because some psychopath who doesn't like how I live my life is going to put me in a hospital bed and beat me within an inch of my life. It's sad, but that's just how I have to protect myself.
And when you hear somebody like Frances, who said she would be very uncomfortable, she'd feel sick if a gay couple beside her were kissing, well, what do you say to that?
Well, how do you think we feel when we get stared at or they get called this, that and the other? How do you think we feel? You're a hypocrite. You say that you know gay people and all, but they make you sick. Like, make your mind up.
It's not that, Jessica. It's just...
What is it?
It's just something that we're not used to. Like, my son's a photographer.
Not and there was it's been around for 20 the centuries, actually, not even 20
I know, I understand.
Centuries.
But listen to me, Jessica. I've nothing against you being missing. My son is a photographer, and two girls down in Killarney.
If I was to hold my heart, his hand, it makes you sick.
No, that wouldn't. No, I mean, not so much lesbians, it's fellas kissing. I think it's true when you think two big men. I don't... Listen to me, Jessica. There was four photographers down in Killarney who refused to do this lesbian wedding because they didn't. They just said he wouldn't do it. And my son, with pride, I would say it, and he's not gay, he did it. And it was the first Irish wedding of two lesbians in Ireland. And that's why I have nothing against gay people. I think it's more so men.
You said they make you sick. Like, make up your mind. It shouldn't matter whether it's two women, two men. It shouldn't. Why does it bother you so much? Why does it affect you? Is it going to keep you up?
I can't explain to you. You don't
because
show
you don't
your affection in diet.
You don't have a reason.
No, I don't have a reason. I honestly don't.
You're
seeing two girls kissing, I don't think about me. But seeing two grown-up men, you know, sturdy men,
but it shouldn't matter to you. It's not gonna affect your life, is it?
It's not going to matter to me. I just wouldn't go to the place.
So then why does it make you sick? They're your words, not mine. Why does it make you sick? Why does it make you
I know. What I'm saying, Jessica, is No, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm entitled to my opinion as well as you are. And, you know, I don't have to stand up for the gay community and have all the flags flying at me out or anything like that.
You call me hypocrite.
I don't have to agree with everything you agree with, is what I'm trying to say to you.
And I'm just trying to say to you, you can say that you don't have a problem with it, but then on the other hand, say it makes you uncomfortable and sick. You need to make
it. To see two grown men kiss and tongue down the neck, yes, that makes me feel sick.
Yeah, because that's what matters. Whatever. You're a hypocrite. Right, goodbye.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Well, Jessie just hung up on you. She obviously feels very strongly that you're a hypocrite. But again, I know what you said earlier on, Francis, that you don't like to see any public displays of affection. But if it's a man and a woman, you're not going to feel sick, as you put it, no?
I would feel uncomfortable. I think you go out for a drink or you go out for a dance or you go to a club. I mean, even where Jeremy goes, you wouldn't see that there. You know, he's in bright. You wouldn't see it. You wouldn't see two fellas kissing and you wouldn't see two girls kissing. You know, and you know you're not going to see them, so, you know, you go there. They have a place for to do that. But this place that everyone's trying to name and shame, they are not. They let those people in. It's not a gay bar, and the people that jeered them are sick young men.
We agree on that. But you, even by what you're saying, would be sickened by it. That's the thing. So you mightn't shout out about it, but you are sickened by it.
The see-through men, mainly, you know, it's the lesbian thing, I don't mind, but the see-through, you know, big grown-up men kissing each other, I just can't accept it.
It's probably because, Francis, I'm just thinking, it's probably because you're not used to it, because it's not something you see. I see it quite a bit because I have gay friends, and on an occasion, it'd be quite common for them to kiss, and you get used to it. I'm just saying it's probably because it's not something that, you know, when you only see something for the first time, Adrian, it's like the first time you see two men kissing, you go, oh my God, but then it becomes normal.
You're right, Jeremy. It could be that, you know, and I'm not out socializing now at all. So it could well be that, because I have nothing whatsoever against gay people, nothing.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in Hannah, and I actually played a voice note earlier on from Hannah telling us the horror of what she's put up with over the years. Hannah, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi guys, how are you?
What made you want to come on?
I just wanted to ask Frances a question. Mm-hmm. I've no problem with her saying, you know, it makes her uncomfortable seeing two women or two men kiss.
She went further than that. She said it makes her feel sick.
Yeah, but look, at the end of the day, that's her opinion. It might be an age thing as well. You know, I came out 25 years ago. And so I do understand where she's coming from. But my question to her is, just for the sake of the conversation, if myself and my wife were sitting beside her in a pub having a drink and we started to kiss, now not snog the face off each other, mm-hmm. and we were getting hurled abuse at, would she be the person to join in the abuse or tell whoever is abusing us to stop?
Not a hope would I. No, I would be standing for use. Way I would be asking the bouncers to get rid of them. As I said, lesbians are not too bad. If someone can get into my mind and just see this, you see two lesbians kissing, I've seen it, I've been in the company, and it doesn't look as bad as two men. There's just something about two men that I can't come across. No, I don't know. Maybe, as Jeremy said, it could be an age thing.
Do you mind me asking, is that just because, you know, you view men as kind of like manly and strong and blah, blah, blah?
Or yes, that would be it. No, that would be it. That's what you're saying.
And do you mind me asking, do you have any, I don't know, any grandchildren that are gay or bi or anything like that?
Yes, I have a nephew that is gay.
And if he, for argument's sake, bought home a boyfriend, would you be accommodating? Would you be kind and polite?
Oh, I'd be accommodating and everything, but they don't show any kissing or anything around the house. You know what I mean? They're comfortable. They don't kiss or anything at the dinner table. They do what they like when they go to their room. They have come to visit me several times. They got married here in Ireland, and I always have a room for them. But I don't see them kissing. We don't do it in front of us. I think I think to keep that for themselves, private, you know. But, yeah, but I don't think
you're wrong in your opinion. Okay, granted, it's obviously going to rub a few people up the wrong way, and the fact that it doesn't bother me that you're uncomfortable with it, because again, I came out a long time ago. I know what it's like to have people be horrendously against it and horrendously fine with it, you know. But I just think it is good to know that if we were out on a night out and you saw, you know,
if anyone attacked you and your wife and I was sitting there, I would be up to defend you, and that's 150%, because I think it's the young people of today don't seem to be accepting it. You know, the 17, 18, 19, 20 year old, that was your people. You know, if they're kissing. If you were sitting with your wife kissing and someone was attacking, I would be holding abuse back at them, not at you.
All right, well, that's good to hear. Let me ask you then, Hannah. I played your voice note earlier on.
Yeah.
And you outlined a catalogue of abuse that you've had hurled at you over the years. Is homophobia, do you think, getting worse or getting better in Ireland?
Oh, it's getting worse. For sure. I'll tell you this, like, myself and my wife, we got married legally in Ireland 2 and a bit years ago, you know, in a registry office, which was fine. And we came out obviously to take a few pictures. Now, we weren't in dresses. We were just in, you know, trousers, blouses, etc., because we were having our actual wedding abroad. Anyway, I was like, don't hold my hand, don't kiss me, like, you know, because people stare. And it's like, it's nearly the staring that's worse than the comments, because like, people, when they're staring at you, they literally, it's like glaring, their eyes go green and they're dying to say something or laugh or snigger or make a comment or call you a faggot or a dyke or a lesbian or whatever it might be. I'm like, look, I've heard it all before, but, you know, it's definitely getting worse, in my opinion, for sure.
And the irony of this, Hannah, a lot of the time is homophobic people, especially men who are homophobic towards gay women, they spend half their life looking at lesbian porn, for God's sake.
If myself and my wife go out for dinner, you know, and you know, or we might hold hands, but not like on purpose. It might just happen, you know, and their lads at the next table be like, oh, kiss, kiss, kiss. And I'm like, how old are you? Like,
Yeah, it's pathetic. It is pathetic.
You're not getting enough of it at home. Like, if you have to go.
Hannah, final question before you go. I don't know if you heard that disgusting message that we read out about 10 minutes ago from your man.
Yeah.
Saying that we were, and I don't even want your opinion on it because I know what it is. This person is sick in the head. This person who posted this to us, we've been on their Facebook page. And on their Facebook page, and it might be something we'll come back to for a different discussion, Adrian, it's another day's work. On their Facebook page, it says where this particular fella works. And he works in a hotel in Dublin. Now, by the way, it's not the hotel we work in completely, but he works in a very well-known hotel, and he still works there because it says up until now, he still works in this well-known hotel. And I have to be honest with you, I'm in two minds
about
picking up the phone and ringing the hotel and showing them the screenshots of that message he sent us.
Why? What's that going to achieve?
Why?
Yeah.
Really? Well, what do you think, Hannah?
Well, if he's abusing people in the hotel, then yes.
No, he's not. That's my issue about it, Hannah, is that he's on, like, calling us pedo enablers and, you know, saying the LGBT flag, blah, 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 blah.
But, what are you asking? Should you ring the hotel and squeal on him for sending that message?
I am 90% there, I have to be honest with you. What do you think, Hannah?
Oh, jeez, that's kind of hard. I'll be totally honest. Like, I hate the idea of anybody losing their job. But
oh, no, I've no problem. Sorry, Hannah, I can sleep. I can sleep at tonight.
Unless he's saying it directly to me, or if I'm, you know, in his hotel. You know, at the end of the day, it is opinions matter. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, as horrendous as his is. But, like, I can't make that decision. That's up to you, like.
Oh, no, I don't think, and I know the podcast is called Opinions Matter. Those type of opinions do not matter.
Well, they're horrendous. Don't get me wrong. That is horrendous. They're vile.
And especially, I'm saying that neither myself nor Adrian should be around kids. Like, that is
pathetic.
Yeah, weird, like.
It is pathetic. But you want to ring his employers and say, you've got a homophobic prick working for you. Is that what you want to do?
Pretty much. If somebody, thanks for saying it for me, because you've actually said what I'm thinking of saying.
You've a homophobic prick working for you, and I think you should what? Sack him.
It's gas now. All the people who've, people are gas. You're all gas. You know that when we read out the message that prick sent, and I'm not going to name him at this moment, when we read out the message about 20 minutes ago of what this fella said, you were all messaging us going, that's disgusting, that man is disgusting, he's a psychopath, he's horrible. And then as soon as I say, well, Let's get him into trouble for what he said. Stitches and snitches get stitches. You can't do that. You can't. Yes, you bloody can. Because the chances are, put it this way, Adrian, I wouldn't go to that hotel knowing that that prick is working there. So he's bringing shame upon that. And that's a nice hotel.
It is a nice hotel, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, go on, ring them then.
Well, you have to tell me not to.
Go on, off you go.
Jeremy says he hates cancel culture. What a hypocrite. Let's talk about, can we talk about that tomorrow? I won't do anything. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep on it, or what's the expression?
Sit on it, sleep on it.
Whatever the case may be. I won't do, I'm not going to read out the message again for those of you who missed it. Rewind the podcast and you hear it 15 minutes ago. But I am, I know you all can't see my fingers. How close are my fingers?
Very close. Very close.
I am that close to ringing this hotel and saying, can I have your email address? Well, actually, I've just found the email address here. Of emailing them screenshots. And no, I'm not a fan of cancel culture either, I have to say. But there are probably, well, chances are there are gay people working in that hotel.
And yeah? Staying in the hotel.
And staying in the hotel. And I think someone that warped in their mind, I think they have a look at all the messages coming in already about this. We'll come back to it, because I think they have a right to know. Do you not?
No, not really, no.
No.
Neil.
Fuck right off and kiss at home. Don't give a fuck whether it's male or male, female or female, male or female. Fuck right off and do your fucking kissing at home. Cheers.
All right, Neil, thank you. And Eddie.
Hey, lads. Horrible to hear what happened to Jess. Nobody should have to hide their sexuality in this day and age. But regarding Francis, it's more of an age thing with her. You know, it's just the older generation. Like, I can imagine my man, she's 76. If we were at a party and two guys start kissing, she wouldn't know where to look. I guarantee she'd feel awkward. And again, that's just because they're older generation. They're not open to new thinking.
All right, and one final message from Darren.
Jeremy, what he said has absolutely nothing to do with his work. You're the one saying that you hate cancel culture. You're an absolute hypocrite.
Okay, well, it is a debate for another episode of Opinions Matter, I think.
I'll sleep on it, but sorry, none of you will tell me what I can and cannot do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Right, no intentions of it. I said fire ahead, off you go. Go on, you do you. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode of the podcast. And we'd like to thank and welcome on board our new show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. It takes place every Sunday morning and early afternoon at Fairy House Racecourse. It has everything. It's a great market, and it's an excellent day out with toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee, and lots to buy. Fairy House Sunday Market. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.